Our next speaker, Leon Meining.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to talk on some useful alleles from land races of maize for maize improvement in Nigeria. We consider maize as our green revolution crop in Nigeria, and production has increased tremendously in the last few decades. This crop is used for food, for human food, for livestock feed, and industrial raw material. And presently, Nigeria is the leading producer of maize in the whole of Africa. However, production is by extensification. It is extensive rather than being intensive. We're thinking that we can intensify production by combating the myriads of abiotic and biotic constraints that affect the crop. And some examples are drought, low soil nutrients, especially nitrogen, and then diseases, insect pests, and some parasitic weeds. The land races, we think, are a potential source of adaptation to prevalent stresses. We've done some work on this with the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, in Ibadan. The Nigerian Maize Association collected some germplasm some 25 years ago, kept this with IITA, and the breeders there have worked on this material. And some of the materials they have found, some of the land races were carrying some drought adaptive traits. And so we've tried to use some back crossing to transfer these traits into some adapted, some improved varieties. So that's an example. So we continue some more work on this, along with the collection made by the Maize Association of Nigeria and the National Crop and Genetics Resources Center. They have a collection of germplasm of many crops, including maize. So in this study, the objective was to evaluate the level of improvement of improved maize varieties over land races. And secondly, we wanted to identify desirable traits in land races that may be useful for further improvement of the maize crop in Nigeria. We had two sets of experiments that I'm reporting now. In the first experiment, we had 50 land races and 50 improved varieties in field trials using 10 by 10 alpha lattice design with two replications in three environments. And then the second set of experiments, we conducted germination, standard germination, accelerated aging, tetrazolium staining, and conductivity tests in the laboratory. So we want to give a brief report of what we got. This is from the analysis of variance, and the land races, the improved varieties, and the land races versus improved varieties, that 1 degree of freedom, which is the emphasis here. It's comparing the land races and the improved varieties are significant for most traits that we measured. I only show three or so here. Okay. And then we did the same thing for disease organisms or diseases on the crops, and again we found highly significant effects, except for ear rot. So we can compare the means for land rates versus improved varieties, as I have on that table, the LSD, and then the percent improvement or the percentage of the land rates relative to the improved variety, and then some comments. Take, for instance, the grain yield. The land rates average 1.8 tons to the hectare, while the improved varieties give an average of about 3.3, with an LSD of 0.12, and the land rates was just about 55% of the improved variety. So let's say the improved variety is higher, it's better. And so you find the comments running down. It's except for one or two cases. For instance, silking antithesis, that is days to antithesis, did not change, comparing the improved varieties with the land races. Then it's like we are not really getting much from the land races for the morphological, physiological traits. And then we started looking at the seedling. That is why we did the second set of studies. Here again, apart from the germination percentage that gave about 2% difference between the land races and improved varieties, the root dry weight, shoot dry weight, root number, root length were all better in the improved varieties than the land races. So we stored the seeds. The seeds were produced the same time. We stored the seeds over time. And before storage, we took the germination percentage and then stored. And after 6 months, we repeated the germination traits as well as 12 months. And that is where we think there seems to be some difference. Look at this figure now that we have before Ross in this, on the screen. The improved varieties did not germinate as fast as the land races, both for the 6 months after storage and the 12 months. And taking a look at the germination percentage after 7 days of planting, the land races appeared to be better. So we are thinking that perhaps that would be a good source of some storage genes that will make storage more durable for the materials. We ran a correlation between grain yield and the agronomic traits, and we see that some of the traits behave in a similar manner both in the land races as well as in the improved varieties. For instance, plant aspect, ear aspect, we got the same direction of relationship, negative, between those traits and grain yield. And then air number, positive, which is what we expect. But then there are some others with improved varieties showed relationship with yield, but not the land races. And those are also highlighted in light blue on the screen. Then I went to put these materials into cluster analysis. And three clusters came out. Cluster 1 had 31 entries. Cluster 3 had 42. Cluster 1 had all of them were the land races. Cluster 3 were all improved varieties. It is only the mid cluster, cluster 2, where we had a mixture of both land races and improved varieties. Out of the 27 in that group, 9 were improved varieties, and the remaining 18 were land races. So we are concentrating our work now on these 27 further studies to see whether indeed we can have some traits that we can introduce or introgress into improved varieties for their durability. So in summary, there were significant differences between the improved varieties and the land races for grain yield and most agronomy traits. Grain yield was improved by about 45%, and the others are given there. And the resistance to some of our common disease problems are also, there's some improvement in the improved varieties. There seems to be greater diversity for some of these traits for the land races than for the improved varieties. And we were able to identify some land races for our further work. And so we concluded that despite the overall outstanding performance of improved varieties over the land races seem to possess wide genetic diversity that may be exploited for genetic improvement of seed storage durability along with improved seed and seedling vigor in maize. Thank you very much. The question is whether the improved varieties used in this study were OPs or they were hybrids. These are essentially open pollinated varieties. We have hybrids in Nigeria, but for the land, because of the land races we were going to compare, we didn't go into hybrids for this purpose.
Okay, they are coming, most of them, they are coming from the land races.
You mean the OPs?
Yeah, yeah.
No, the OPs have been improved. They've gone through, a lot of them were developed from IT over the years. Yeah. For this study, no hybrids.
No, I'm interested in general.
Hybrids in Nigeria? The number of hybrids?
Yeah, yeah. So, no, in the average area.
Area?
How much average is
going to hybrid? You mean in the farmers' fields?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have the exact value now, but maybe 10%, maybe 15%, I don't know. Dr. Barry Opraku is there, he can help me now. Dr. Mrs. Oluwarenti is there. There's our Nigerians that have worked on hybrids.
Yeah,
and yeah, yeah. Most farmers still go OPs. The seed was from the national. What is it now? NACGRAP, the National Crop. We have a place that stores seeds, like you have in the U.S. in Colorado or something like that. We have something like that. Yes. We increase the seed at the same time.
Oh.
Yes.
I have the question that when you run the cluster analysis, that was based on all the phenotypes you collected.
Yeah, the 100 of them. Yes. We had 50 land races, 50 improved varieties. The cluster analysis was on all of them. And we took a measurement of 25 traits.
25 traits,
yes.
Cluster analysis, grouped them into the three groups, right? Because sometimes we have different tasks and we imagine that was based on markers across males, right? But that would be the answer. Any other discussion? So you had pay attention to the amphibious and filtering. There's change and non-change, and then but ASI changed, and then when they correlated with the yield,
this one?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, question?
The question is that it's based to 50% the amphibious, based to 50% on filtering.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, my impression there was not much change between land races that improved, but then when you look at the correlation, the signs which is that explainable?
Well, I try to mention that some signs, that is the direction of the relationship, remain the same for land races as well as for improved varieties. In some others, no. For instance, take a look at the dates, the two traits you mentioned, the dates to anthesis and to silking. They were not significant for land races. That is correlation of those traits with yield. Yeah, right. But that was significant for the improved varieties. There has been concentration on that over time. The breeders have improved the materials, and so that's expected. We always got that kind of relationship. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.